This is Weekend Edition on WUNC. I'm Tim Anderson. The Muslim holy period of Ramadan ends tonight. Muslims will break their fast in places like the Lighthouse in Raleigh. It's a community center dedicated to the memory of the three Muslim students murdered in Chapel Hill in 2015.
My name is Ferris Barakat. I'm the executive director at the Lighthouse Project. It was about a couple months after my brother was murdered that we thought of coming together and doing something in terms of sharing his story. My mom and my dad inherited a property right here in Raleigh from my brother, and the idea was to set it up to some way kind of be a continuous charity. My mom sent me a screenshot of a tweet my brother had tweeted. It said, "I have a dream that one day we'll have a structured and organized community, and I'll be able to help youth with their projects." So we've been doing that, and really just also taking the time to kind of visit churches, visit schools, just whoever, and share the story. The reason we got the name The Lighthouse first was my brother's name, Diyat, translates from Arabic to English as meaning light. So we started calling it The Lighthouse. Really, it's a response to darkness and a response to hate that we're here. Let's go inside. It's a little hot out here. February 10th, my brother got off the bus, got home. It was about the same time.
We have breaking news in connection with the shooting deaths of three people at a Chapel Hill apartment complex.
WREL's Tara Lynn is live at the Durham County Jail. Tara.
Here's what we know this morning so far about those three people who were shot and killed. 23-year-old Daya Barakat, a dental student at UNC. His wife, 21-year-old Yusur Muhammad. And also 19-year-old Razan Muhammad Abu Salha, a sophomore at NC State. But what we do not know this morning is why the three of them were killed. Sources say that they were all shot in the head. Now, we were there as officers.
Shot my brother several times in the chest, something like seven. Shot toward Yusur. He put the gun to her hijab and severed her midbrain. Went to the other room, the bedroom, where Razan was on her knees screaming, "Don't shoot." Put the gun to her hijab and also severed her midbrain. We've heard, you know, that Craig Hicks turned himself in, saying he got angry over parking, and that's why he killed them. This absolutely was not a parking dispute. And I don't know. We're here long as 2 years later. We have a 2x4 here. My brother signed it in the middle up top. So this was the 10th anniversary of 9/11. We had an interfaith build that we used to work on. And we had all signed that board, and it says Salam, which is peace. So it says peace to the residents and guests of this home. And they thought it was very appropriate to kind of put it in a house that, in a sense, belonged to my brother and is continuing his legacy. So this evening we have about 25 people coming to the house. We have something called Feed the Love, the idea of just inviting people who aren't Muslim or just want to kind of get to know Muslims a little bit more, just kind of come here, meet up here, and have iftar, which is the breaking of the fast. I'll introduce myself. I'll kind of talk about a little bit about who we are so we can kind of like eat together as a family. And getting to know a little bit like that. So we'll just kind of go around in a circle and introduce ourselves.
I'm Isaac. We moved here from Tennessee for graduate school. I've been practicing Islam for like 7 or 8 years now. Heard about the Lighthouse Project, obviously, through many avenues, and was happy to come here tonight. And thank you for inviting us for dinner.
For sure, absolutely. Kind of stand up and pray for the Ayes from Razan, for the Lighthouse, for yourselves.
That story was produced by Cole Del Charco for WUNC's Next Generation Radio Project.